This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
It says that Lailahu Nandus Snath Kolbalia Shena. It says Mordechai was busy with Sakin Tanisa, Nes was busy with her and Yanim, and Akshas is him. Everybody's sleep started getting troubled that night. In other words, it wasn't just the Mikra de Melech, but it was actually the Shane in the world started wobbling. The Yeska Shaila says, actually it says Sneer between, it says Hilele Anu Lashon Shem Yisrael, and it says Shnas HaMelech, the Gemara says that Kabi Yochel, the Shein of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabi Yochel. So I want to explain a little bit the Indian. As it says, it was a Pina of Yeshnam Echad, Yeshna was Kabi Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He answered him as Yoshin Hu, Elohim is Yoshin, and Malala Nadash Atamala was Kilu, Kitzen, and so on. So I want to speak a little bit about the Inyan of the Shane and so on. The Inyan of Shane of Bechlau is an extraordinary Inyan in the Bria itself. It's one of the things that scientists still don't have a piece of why it's needed exactly, what the Inyan of it. But the Shane of Bechlau, the Shane of Bechlau, But I want to focus especially on Chain of Adam. The normal surah of the Guf is that the Moichin of the Guf are the ones that are toil in the Guf. In other words, the Seichel is the Manning of the Guf. Shaina says Vayapal of Taidema. It's Ke'ilu, the Allah is, the Seichel is mistalic from the Guf. Just like there's a Metzias where Chiyas can be mistalic from the Guf, and then it's left the Guf Pager, and that's it. There's a Metzias that Seichel can be mistalic from the Guf. And the Moichin are mistalic from the Guf during Laila, that's when it becomes, and that becomes Man Shenen. Mitzad, in a certain sense, it's a tug of war between the Guf and the Seichel. It's Pnimius. The Guf, the way it's described, the Bracha is in Magbeish and Yuchacham, the Bracha is Hamapalal of Chevle Shena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mapul Chevle Shena. It's mitzad the Moichin itself, there's no Mokum for Shena. It's a certain victory of the Guf over the Neshama that the Guf is able to be Mesalik the Moichin from the Guf itself. It's a Pchina of a Merida, the Malchus of Seichel on the Guf. And the Guf is left. That is the Mahalach of Shena. It's done with the Misa, because even though there's a certain level of Chiyas left over in the Guf, but since the Ike Chiyas is the shoulder of the Seichel on the Guf, sleep, there's a bad reach with it, and by him it wasn't. because the bad reach is part of Malach Misa. Whenever there's a siluk of chiyus from the guf, that's reach ra. Reach tov is always when there's chiyus, and reach ra is when there's Misa. So the same, just like on a physical level, it's the neshima is what makes the guf into something alive, and when the neshama up is mistalik, then the person is mistalik. The siluk of seichel, the siluk of meichin, is a process that's comparable to it. The b'derech klal. The way in which a person wakes up is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a kitzva to the Shena. It says ketzam lachoshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a ketz to chayshech. The waking up is called vayikatz. It means you can't wake yourself up. Your sleeping comes to an end. If you try waking up a child, it's almost impossible to wake them up before the time they're supposed to wake up. Even after the time supposed to wake up, it's not that easy. But when waking him up before his man, because it's kilu not biyod, there's a certain lack. There's nobody to talk to. It's the shein itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a ketz, and it finishes at a certain time. So after 8 hours, the person's shein reaches its ketz, and the person wakes up. But the waking up is always a pu'ul. It's not you wake up. It's really your sleep finished and so on. That's the normal mahala of shena and the siluk of shena. And in a certain sense, that's what the Marhal means over here. Since it's not meant to be a zman, so say if a person becomes kuloi sichlius, like Torah, if I can't, then there's no makom shena. In the meichin itself, there's no shena. But if a person is not, if a person is patching around stam and he's not sleeping, that's when he's a sakana, because it's not a zman when a seichlis can be shamer on him, and it's a zman when the guf is mud for prad. Klal Yisrael's mitzias. So the normal mahala, of waking up is when shena comes to an end, and it has to be that way, because if the seichel is not poil, then the seichel is can't be the one that's waking him up. There's another mahala. When we say a person is not a dashnasi, so that means that the person's shena has trouble being mislabish and kovish the guf. When a person is troubled, when a person is very troubled, so the meichin acts so strongly that he doesn't have the ability to fall asleep. It's machmas the koyach of his machmas, the intensity of his thinking process, that it doesn't allow for a islapsus of shein on the person. So even if the person ki'ilu is sleeping, but there's always something underneath that's still active. In other words, the shena was never kavish. A person with say a mariach, a person has thoughts about something that are bothering him. He has problems that are pressing on him, and so on. So the person he might fall asleep a little bit. He'll wake up and with the same troubled feelings that he fell asleep an hour ago, because it's an igloim milsa that there never was a real siluk of meichin from the person. It was still plodding along, but not so strong. It was enough that the guf could go through the motion of Shana. The Haraya, that even before the Shana finished its process, the Moichin were at work. The Mahalach in the Megillah was in Saimitzat Klaus or Saimitzat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal dash of both that Shana is going on a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyot, Shana is going on Klaus Yisrael. The Shana that's going on a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyot is that you see there were no Giluyim for Russian from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like even though a sleeping person, the Moichin themselves are not asleep, but there's no transfer of information from the Moichin to the mouth, to the conscious person, to the mouth and outwards. And whatever person mumbles during sleep is just pitur milo ba'alma, it's nothing. The kaviyohu, when there's a pchin of shena, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that there is no there's not going to be any tibur, not going to be any nevuah, and this is the place where nevuah stops. This is the beginning of the end of the kufis and nevi. This is the end of sifrei of Tanakh, and it means there's not going to be any real Dvar Hashem coming anymore. That's the and a suffic kufa where then over here there would be one. The Shana mitzad Klal Yisrael was also the fact that Klal Yisrael was the Shana mitzad mitzvahs and so on. It's described as Shana because Klal Yisrael is because Klal Yisrael is not being run by the Das and so on, by the Neshama, by the Das. In a matziv of Shana like that, there's not going to be a key. There's no room for yikita. In other words, on a person level, a person sleeps, a person gets up, and so on. In Klal Yisrael's mind, his kitrug of yishenim hamer mitzvahs means the mele they're mesulik from this world, and the mele they don't have the kayak of Klal Yisrael, and they are not Klal Yisrael. And if Chas Hashem Lamash, if somebody goes to sleep in a Makom Sakana, and he doesn't know it's a Makom Sakana, so, like it happened this week, Rechmanu Litzlan, the person is an easy target, because the person is not, the Shana is a Shana, and you can speak up at him, like by David and Shalom Melech. If a person goes to sleep when he knows it's a Makom Sakana, so the minute he hears some sort of little creeping sound, he jumps up. If a person has to get up for something important in the morning, some important meeting or something, every time some noise, whatever it is, he wakes up. He's a person that normally doesn't wake up. The terrors is because the waking up is coming from inside. The Moichin are still active. They're in a low darga, but they're still active, and therefore they can respond to a noise, to a sound, whatever it is. So when a person sleeps, the mushroom, makom sakana, soldier, whatever, it's a very, very not pleasant shena. It's a very tense shena. It's not terribly restful. But midrash says that a person is capable of waking up. The person is capable of responding because be'etzem it's a skala. There's no shena. Wherever there's nidudei shena, it's a raya that there was no shena to start with. It meaning that the moyach was never silent. I saw somebody make some very fascinating. There were three places where, in the three Megillas that are story, in three of the Megillas, Shana's come at the midpoint of it. You have in Esther, Vayechra the Ish, and so on. Those in Yonim of Yikitsa, that Shaina, is because the Geula can only come, it's not going to come from the Kates of the Shaina, it's going to come from the Libi Ershabai. Shaina Mitzad Atzma, if it was to go on forever, the person would be nostalgic. It needed Tafka to be in a Gloy Milza that there wasn't a Shaina. That's why the Marshal, let's take the example in Rus. The waking up middle of the night wasn't usual. I mean, it wasn't the norm that a person should wake up middle of the night. It was because there was enough chiyuv left that if it was Margish that there's something wrong or whatever, or then he would wake up. It says, it doesn't say he woke up. It says he all of a sudden became frightened. It means that there's something there that's still awake, waiting for a sakana or something, and therefore Rashi says he thought it was a shade, and waiting for that and being ready to wake up is the pshat that he was. The etzem, there was still an akud of chiyus on the meichen that wasn't nostalgic. That even though the guf seemed to be nostalgic, there seems to be no mech left, there's something left over here. In all the metzias of the galus and Kal Yisrael, in a certain sense, I mean, galus bavel had a kates, and it was very clear that they were there for a specific amount of time and so on. Purus was the first galus where Klal Yisrael was nivla between the umis, and there was no real kates to it. It wasn't clear that it was a kates. The what was in the gala, like about sides. The mokum sakana of Klal Yisrael is when Shaina, if they fall asleep, the nachas ruach or belev shalom, and they become shakur in something else, completely oblivious to anything, then that's a b'chin of misach hashalom. The makom, the place for scholas neis, is nedida shena. It's the place where Klal Yisrael doesn't. It's a place where even in a makom, even when it seems as if the Mishnah Stalik, there's enough left that responds to something. So the same thing like in the Pasuk, Ani Yishena V'libi Er. So the Pasuk is telling you that had it not been the Libi Er, then there wouldn't be a response to the call, the Daifek. The fact that they was able to respond to it, even though it didn't respond right, was because there was some enough chiyus of Chazal Darshan, Ani Yishena mitzvahs, but Libi is heir for this, Ani Yishena from the Golas, Libi heir for this. The only way in which possible to intrude on that tkufa is through. I want to, I guess, sort of explain it in the Lamais of Golas Gula. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was Nikva that the kates of the Golas is usually too long for Klal Yisrael to survive it. If you'd wait for the kates, Klal Yisrael was a b'china v'achishena, and it was medalag alaham kafak voice, and afakashbar had not been mechashev as a kates, there'd be no gula. So the
Golus and Geulus, if the Golus itself has a Zman, except for the last one, but that Zman, if it would have been left to the end, would the Klal Yisrael would be gone. And what saved Klal Yisrael is that there was a Bechina Vachishen in some way. The only way in which you can have the Bechina Vachishen is if there's still some Libier. If a person has something left, well, whatever the matter is, to be sensitive to something happening, something moving around, that's when it's shayach to do something. So the Balayl Narshas HaMelech is the beginning of the Geula, because if the person would sleep soundly, then Geula wouldn't happen. Because by the time the Ketz comes around, the person is the Memtesh Artuma, and it wouldn't. All the Mahalchei Geula were, there was a Zman Chatzav, and there was a Hesperus before. And that's the Nekuda of Nada Shnas HaMelech. That it must have been a Libi Er if something is bothering. Okay, I'll come upon him. Any questions?
So again, in order to be ma'ira this nekuda of Nada Shnas HaMelech, it's just that we need to be misaira to be mitzapa for geula. Like, what's the
a person can't become so comfortable that he's not misaira to something. Just like when a person is worried about something, he can't settle in comfortably. There's a famous Maisa de Briska Rav, very cute Maisa. De Briska Rav told over once that when he was a young boy, there were two Mishagoyim in Brisk that used to walk around telling stories. Like, the story was sort of that they remembered history. Oh, do you remember the Rambam? Yeah, I remember walking to the Beit Medrash. I see this happening here. I see that happening there. That was the Meshagas. Then, so he said, once they were talking, and one said, tell me, Yankel, you remember the Churmis Mitash when they came to Masham? He says, no. He says, I missed it. I was away on vacation then, or whatever it was. And the Rav made a terrible face. He said, no, Meshagoyim, Meshagoyim, but what does it mean you were away on vacation when Mitzvah was Charev? What does that mean? The certain sense of someone told me he was they once convinced Reb Chatzka Levenstein to go on vacation during Ben Asnanim, and they had these in Eretz Yisrael, they had in two or three places Bet Achlama is a it's a place where, it's sort of it's been very popular in Europe, sort of, I guess it's called sanitarium, vacation house. I was there once. It's a place kind of, you go there for a week and they have good food. And you lay around on the lawn over there and whatever. So the Vadi Shivas ran three of them. And there was one in Ramat Gan, near Bnei Brak. So they finally prevailed on him that he should come and he should go there for a few days. So it was middle of the week, and they left his davening and everything else. They drove him up to the place. It was 10:30 in the morning. And he saw a younger light stretched out on recliners on the lawn. He looked at it, he turned pale, and he says, Voss? Sishin Gansley talking about Schafterfeld? In other words, the laying comfortably without a worry in the world. Nothing's bothering you. You know, you're sleeping like a baby. What does it mean when there's things happening? When it's there's things happening, there's things going on, there's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The sense of a person still being alert, so to speak, in a pneumistic way, even the matzav is settled back. That's I guess the nekud I want to stress.
Mm-hmm.
Understand. Okay, Freil Hupurim. Okay, Kalta Bach.